Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
What's up with Chris Lowe from ESPN.com? We do it on Mondays and Fridays at CeeLo ESPN. Hey, Chris, how are you, man?
Brett, outstanding. Good to be with you guys.
You ready to follow coaching searches?
I'm used to the football ones. It sounds like we're going to have a few basketball ones here in the league, too. So, but I tell you, it's a tough business, and I think we all, having been around the sport, whether it's football or basketball, for a long time, know that you're paying the kind of money that schools are paying football or basketball coaches now, and the money that's being generated, if you don't win and win pretty quickly, they're going to be looking for new coaches.
From what I'm told, the last thing Malcolm Turner wanted to do as a new AD is go looking for a new coach. But 0-19 against conference opponents will get that done. And we wish Bryce Drew the best. Unbelievable guy. Did our show every week, every year he was there, through good times and bad, obviously. And we wish him the best. But you've been around this business a long time. When you start talking about coaching searches and you start looking at all of these lists of candidates, the first place I start is kind of trying to figure out relationships. What, you know, Malcolm Turner came from that NBA world, that G League world.
Right.
Am I way off there to kind of think down that path first, maybe?
No, I don't think so. And I think, you know, what did Bryce Drew do? Well, I mean, obviously he came in and recruited at a very high level. I mean, he got a horrible break, you know, with Garland hurt. So I think anybody that can come in, you know, he showed there, Vanderbilt, that you can recruit high level players. I mean, anybody can come in there and get that done, whether you're from the NBA world, whether you're, you know, from a different part of the country. And again, I think a fit, you know, fit at every school, every program matters. But no, I don't think you're off base there. I think that's an avenue and an area that you will explore.
It's strange, Chris. I was talking to a couple guys this weekend that I bumped into, and both SEC fans at different schools, and they said, is anybody in Tennessee even talking about spring football right now? I said, it's weird. I'm sure they are in Knoxville every day where you have to talk about that, but we are talking about SEC basketball, and four SEC teams make the Sweet 16. This isn't the only place where people are talking about basketball instead of, hey, man, let's move on to spring football again.
Well, no, you know what? I'm here. And obviously doing a show every Sunday night to Nation. And there's not, there hasn't been a lot of talk about spring football. I think there's a couple of reasons. Number one is Rick Barnes and the basketball team have been such a story all year long, to being number one, to being, you know, let's face it, whether you're, you know, the business fan, you don't like Tennessee, you like basketball a little bit, you like it a lot, this is a pretty hard team not to, to like. The way they go about their business, the way they treat people, just the sort of the scene after the game yesterday with the Iowa players and the way they conducted themselves, you know, what they've done for others. And I'm biased because, you know, Tony White's a dear friend of mine, what they've done for Tony and the way they reached out to him. You know, it's a team that's captured a lot of people's hearts. I mean, that's one. Number two, the Tennessee football, the access to Jeremy Pruitt, to the players, it's next to nothing. There's just not hardly any information that's coming out. Now, you know, some fans say, well, that's good, nothing needs to get out. Well, I guess so, as long as you win at a high level. But right now, there's just not a lot of opportunity to really get in, no matter who you are as a media outlet, and cover that football team, you know, and get a lot of stories. There's very, very little player access, you know, and I think that's, you know, granted, they're just coming off spring break, you know, so it's been dormant for the last week, but it's not like there's a lot of, that they roll out the red carpet for me to come in and do a lot of stories and have a lot of things on the football team.
And it's funny, we all talked about when Odom at Missouri said, I'm going to open this all up to everybody. I'll come in and cover everything. And people in the media made a big deal about that. And maybe just somebody who's just there outside and they're working and they're doing their job every day, they think, why are you making such a big deal about that? It's because so many places now have said, we're just not going to give you access to practice. You can't watch what we're doing. And we may give you a select guy or two every day, but you can't come to the locker room. You can't talk to the assistant coaches. Access really has become a big deal. And you know this, Chris, now more than ever, schools, even pro teams, they tell their own stories. They got their own reporter and their own website, and they do all their own stuff too.
Well, they want to control the narrative, you know, and they want to get out on their terms. And I, looking at the both sides, I get that. I think, you know, it's if I were a coach right now, I don't know that I would let the media into my practices. I don't see as a coach, what's the reward, really? Now, as far as access to your players and your coaches, I think a lot of times you're doing kids a disservice by not letting them interact with the media, because they're going to go on where they're going to play pro ball, they're going to the business world, all forms of work where you need to be able to conduct yourself and talk to people and express yourself. And same for assistant coaches. Those guys a lot of times obviously want to be head coaches. And if you never get a chance to talk to the media or interact with the media, I think sometimes that's detrimental. But let's be honest, that's sort of coming from the Nick Saban school of thought. And Nick Saban's won umpteen national championships, so it's pretty easy for him to get away with it. Now, Dabo Swinney's pretty much on the other spectrum. You know, he's pretty open. They're pretty open to Clemson. So there's different ways to do it. And I'm not saying one's right or one's wrong, but what is not debatable is if you win at a high level, it doesn't matter how you do it, because they're going to keep coming. And you're going to be in the news, and people are going to keep buying tickets, and it doesn't matter whether you open it up every day or don't open it up at all.
What about Alabama? Any takes Rick Pitino ends up there?
I don't think so. Did you see what Greg Byrne, their AD, he had the sort of impromptu press conference today, and one of the first things he mentioned was NCAA compliance and bringing somebody in that was compliant and someone that would absolutely be above board in those type of matters. To me, if you read through between the lines, again, I know what Pitino said and his counter to him having a Louisville, but if you read between the lines, to me, Brent, that says no. Absolutely not Rick Pitino.
You know, it's interesting. Steve Prohm is a guy that has been talked about also out at Iowa State. He was at Murray State, and he got rumored before when Avery Johnson got the job. Really good coach. Could be a good fit down there.
I think so. You've seen his name a little bit connected to Vanderbilt. I do think he's probably a lot more likely at Tuscaloosa. He's going to be on a short list for a lot of jobs, you know, because of what he's done there and the fact that he's been able to do it at a high level. So I think there's going to be any school that has an opening, I think they're probably going to be calling Steve Prohm.
Well, Chris, speaking of possible openings, let's talk Lady Vols basketball and kind of a surprising maybe post-game comments from Westbrook, and she talked about changes off the court that maybe need to be made. And I was personally surprised by the boldness of some of her comments. How does that play into the future of Holly Warlick in Knoxville?
My thoughts going on that are twofold. And I talked to somebody pretty close to that situation later today, and there was nothing, no movement, no nothing. Holly had not been told anything, so we'll see. I still think it's probably going to be difficult for her to survive. Given the way everything has shaken out. But to finish my response, my first thought on that is that clearly suggests that if I'm Philip Fulmer, if I'm running the show at Tennessee, that clearly suggests there's a pretty big disconnect between some of the players in Holly Warlick, or however you want to phrase it, that the players have not responded. And I think you can sort of look at that on the court and see their lapses this year and times when they just didn't play well, they were inconsistent, that they just did not respond very well to Holly or the coaching staff. I mean, and then you hear somebody, a player like that, say that, then it just underscores it. That's first and foremost. Number two, looking at it, trying to sort of step back 1,000 feet and look at it. He may feel that way. He may have a real reason to feel that way, but keep that in the locker room. You know, if you've got an issue with your coach, have enough respect. And I'm not just talking about her. I'm talking about any player generically. Have enough respect for the school, your university, the program, the brand, the Lady of All Logo, to keep that in-house. Go to her. Go to Phil Fulmer face-to-face. Tell them that. But how is that helping anybody or anything by airing that? Now, those questions are going to be asked. But you have to ask those kind of questions. But I think there's got to be a better way to go about that. And, you know, you win as a team, you lose as a team. And it's, as long as it's always about we this, we got to do that, we got to do, you know, okay, I'm okay with that. But when you start singling out, you know, off the court staff, this and that, it's just like the coach singling out players. That's not right. So I have a problem. Maybe I'm too old school, or maybe I'm just too old, but I think those are the kind of things to keep in house.
Chris, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you very much. We'll talk with you later in the week.
You bet. See you guys.
All right, Chris Lowe at C-Low ESPN. That is funny. Like, no one's talking spring practice football-wise with regard to Tennessee.
Yeah, man. Basketball.
Basketball. It's my favorite sport. I like to dribble the ball up and down the court.